Everybody Can is a conversation about the people and organizations that strengthen our community by volunteering, donating, serving on boards, or sometimes just showing up in micro moments of kindness. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. Among our beloved communities, we include our South County neighbors of Brennan, often referred to as the Emerald Town of the Hood Canal. Brennan is lined with multiple emerald tidelands, stretching out from the thousands of creeks and rivers. The convergence of blue water and the verdant forests of the Olympic Mountains are the backdrop of this village of under 1,000, and home to the oldest Boy Scout camp west of the Mississippi, Camp Parsons. But most importantly, Brennan is home to an organization that embodies the often overused term, it takes a village. Indeed, this mindset was the framework for the Emerald Town Alliance. Today we have with us Belinda Graham, the president of this organization, and the organizer of the festival they have created to help support their mission. Belinda, thank you for joining us and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I've got it straight. You are the president, and you are also leading the effort for this festival as well, correct?
That is correct.
Help some of our listeners know a little bit more about Brennan and the inception of Emerald Town Alliance. What is the Emerald Town Alliance?
Emerald Town Alliance is a nonprofit organization that was brought about by a need in the community to fundraise to help in different areas of our community, at the food bank, the schools, Dollars for Scholars. So we, many years ago, I say we, but there were many before me, that started a festival called Shrimp Fest to help raise money to fund different organizations that were in need of resources to help their mission. So the food bank, the school, Dollars for Scholars, the fire department. And through this, we then grew the festival that then we needed a nonprofit. And so the nonprofit, Emerald Town Alliance, came about. And through that, we developed our mission to continue to raise funds in ways that also involve the community in either programs or events. And then that money that we raise goes back into the community.
So your target source of income, if you will, is this festival. But this group of folks that came together, was this an outcome of a 2008 downturn? How many years ago did it start?
It started, almost 30 years ago.
And is it over a coffee table? I mean, did someone just get together and say, we got to do something? I mean, I love the organicness of this.
Yes, it was a group of people. And granted, I wasn't here then. I've heard, and up until just a few years ago, a number of the founding members are still participating as volunteers. And so it is nice to hear from them the history, and they remind us what it's all about. They remind us that we are here to help in areas of the community that are in need. And each year, those needs may change. And so we as an organization need to change. With COVID, as many nonprofits struggled, and coming out of COVID, the entire board basically restructured. 6 months ago, we added to the board. And so now there are 8 of us on the board. And one of the nice things is our board, and one of the also outcomes of COVID, is we in our community have an influx of younger people. And so our board now has members that range from 30s to 70s. And And that is really nice because we all come with a different perspective and we know different people in the community that we can identify a broader range of needs.
Oh, that's excellent. I think, you know, a broader demographic does give you a richer, more textured look at what the community needs are and how you might analyze decision making. Do I recall speaking with you a little bit about an interesting conundrum where you had firefighters and no food? One of the things that call you to action are these unbelievable small things, if only we had. Would you share that story with our listeners? I think it's a really fabulous example of having almost everything but.
Yes. Several years ago, there were wildfires throughout, and our community had an influx of firefighters who came in to help fight the fires. However, because we are a small community where we are limited to restaurants and then a cafe in the marina. So we don't have a lot of services. And the firefighters that were here had to relocate to an area where there were more services because we could not feed them. So we have with our, again, the festival tends to tie in. With our festival every year, we have to rent a commercial kitchen so that we can have our festival in a field, but the county requires a commercial kitchen. We decided that that would be a good thing to have for the community as a whole in case another emergency comes up and we are cut off from the rest of the county because something could happen, you know, along Mount Walker. And if we are cut off and we had the ability to have a commercial kitchen, we could feed our community. And so as part of Emerald Town Alliance, what we are trying to do with our fundraiser is to raise enough funds so that we could buy a mobile commercial kitchen for the fire department. And then we would also be able to use it for our Fjord Fest.
I think that is a fabulous idea to think a broader outside of the scope of the community that's living there. It's that in and outflow that you have other size population and then you've got to spike up for that and be nimble enough to park it somewhere else. Is Emerald Town Alliance partnered with any other organizations, nonprofit or faith-based, to help decision make or inform you about who might be the recipient of the fundraising from this festival?
We have good relationships with such as the food bank. If the food bank is in need and they find for whatever reason they need more resources, they reach out to us. And so people know that we are around because we have been around for over 25 years. And that then allows them the opportunity to seek us out and to reach out to one of our board members or even volunteers. So the requests come in from different avenues.
Do you have a once a year allocation or you know, a request for proposal? How does someone get a hold of you and what is the process? You must have more need than you can actually support, or am I incorrect in that assumption?
We are fortunate in our community that we have not had more request at this point than what we could handle. And the reason is, and I don't know if it's part of being a small community, is people don't tend to make that ask unless they truly need it. And so we also, within our community, look out for other resources and try and help people identify what the best resource. So sometimes it is Emerald Town Alliance. And sometimes we're able to help identify other resources. But for the most part, we have been very fortunate and have not had an issue of more people asking than what we can provide.
That is fantastic, Belinda. This is Missy Nielsen of Everybody Can, and we're speaking with Belinda Graham of Brennan and the Emerald Town Alliance, the organizing entity over a festival that we are going to learn a little bit more about. If you've missed part of this program, please Join us at kptz.org and you will find this program archived under the podcast section. Belinda, so now we know a little bit more about your mission and your efforts. I mean, the range is incredible. World Vision, Brennan Parks and Rec, Scholars and Dollars, Boy Scouts, Food Bank, Center Valley Animal Rescue. You are a mighty town of about 1,000, and then once a year, this town explodes into, wait for it, not Shrimp Fest, but Fjord Fest. Fantastic. I mean, you read about it, and I'm just like, I am watering. My mouth is just watering. Belinda, let's talk about Shrimp Fest, really now known as Fjord Fest. So historically, this is your big fundraiser that helps support all these efforts, correct?
That is correct.
Give us a taste of what this weekend is like and the dates, too.
Okay. Well, we are held on Memorial Day weekend every year on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. One of the biggest draws over the years has been shrimp. However, as times change and things become, as we look at our entire community, we identified that shrimp is a wonderful part of what we are, but we also have crab and oysters. We have mushroom foraging in our local mountains. And so based on that, after 30 years, this will be our 30th year, we decided to rebrand, and we are now Fjord Fest, which speaks to our location along Hood Canal, which is really a fjord, and our community. So as with many things, it is nice to have a little bit of a refresh and provide opportunities to expand what our festival is all about. And it's really about a celebration of our community, and we have added to what we are celebrating.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the wonderful offerings. It is a weekend of incredible music and arts and crafts, and I see Marrowstone Winery is going to be there. It is very family friendly, and for folks coming from the Port Townsend area, let's give a website address out and a way to reach you if they have questions, or maybe somebody would like to help you out in advance of this organization, and we'll tiptoe closer to that after we get a way to reach you.
Okay, you can reach us at through our website, fjordfest.org. There are links with regards to if someone wants to be a vendor, if someone wants to do some volunteer work and help us out. We're always looking for volunteers. And the nice thing about a festival is it's very, very diverse in what we have to offer. You know, people could help with parking, with entry, with volunteers, with vendors. So that's the nice thing, is some people who volunteer help with the volunteers, they can do it from home because it's just a matter of reaching out. And the same thing with vendors. We need people to help make phone calls and make the connections. And then as it gets closer in the week of, we need people on site to help us set up, lay out the event.
Yeah, those are great opportunities, especially in advance. And if there's something folks can do from home, it's really, you know, just a function of how much time you have. I'm really quite struck. You are a mighty town of 1,000, but you typically have close to 7,000 or 8,000 people coming to this event. Is that correct?
That is correct. Over the 2 days, it is absolutely amazing. And what is probably a little more amazing is, even though the weather can sometimes be a little uncertain, mm-hmm. we still get a good group of people. I think what has happened for us is we now have a large tent, which the music is under. And in the past, we didn't have that. And still, people come out. I think people by Memorial Day weekend are just ready to get out and see other people.
Well, you know, I'm looking at your venue. So you've got people who could park cars. You've got people who could help in advance. There's reach out in terms of community information on vendors and things like that. How about a couple of FAQs for those of us who would like to attend this and support your effort by showing up? I imagine coming to this area and really in such numbers, you know, some advice on recommend us stay at a campground or find a hotel somewhere else, the best way to enjoy the whole weekend?
The best way to enjoy the whole weekend is, because we are a small community, to plan in advance. We have our state park, which does have a number of campsites available, and we have local campgrounds that mm-hmm. can be found on our website. There are also a lot of vacation rentals that are in the area that can be utilized. Motel in Quilcene, which is just our neighboring community. It's about 10 miles away. So we do have a lot of lodging that is available. The location of our festival is right on Highway 101. And we have a giant slide that is one of our key markers. So when you see the giant pink slide, you know you're at the right spot.
Excellent. Belinda, as always, the time goes so quickly. And in the last few minutes we have here, any final requests and pieces of information you think we'd want to leave our listeners with?
If anybody needs additional information or would like more to learn more about Emerald Town Alliance and what we do and want to get involved, just go to our website, you know, send us an email, and we'll definitely get back to you because we would love to hear from you. Any ideas of that you might have, we're always willing to listen to what other additional information we could have so that we can just strengthen our community.
Well, excellent. You sound like a really nimble an open-minded organization. For being 30 years old, that's hard to stay nimble. Belinda, thank you for joining us today. And that is Belinda Graham of Emerald Towns Alliance. And that's Emerald Towns with an S, emeraldtownsalliance.org. Gosh, thanks for joining us today, Belinda.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This is Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. I thank you for taking the time to listen to our program today. It is our hope that in sharing these stories, we have lifted you up, encouraged you to navigate your own path, and perhaps explore a new skill. I couldn't do this program without the masterful assistance of our production coordinator and sound engineer, Nora Petrich, who tidies this up and catches all those glitches. Now, today's special shout out goes to Email me. Tell me who's out there doing something on the sly for others. Everybody can. @kpdz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day for someone else.